It's the Hedonistic Way podcast.
It's a way of life.
It tastes like freedom.
It's the most divine microcosm.
Mind blowing.
It's a revolution.
Heart wide open.
Liberated love.
It's liberated love.
Conscious conversations.
Conscious conversations.
The exhilarated expansion of self.
Sacred sexuality. Call it whatever you like.
All I know. It feels amazing.
It's the most decadent way. It's the most decadent way to live life.
Intimate and intuitive conversations with epic humans who are disrupting the status quo and living a life with stereo untypical success. Hello, I am Renee Main and welcome to the Hedonistic Way Show. Today we are going to dive into the conversation around the question that the internet posed and went viral about the man and the bear and who would a woman prefer to be locked in a room with? Who would she feel safer with? And most women chose the bear. And there's a lot of conversation on what is the right or wrong answer, the sheer ludicrousy of the question, the judgment, the belittling, the assumptions that have been made. And I really think that we can't talk about the bear and the man without understanding primal instinct, primal love, and primal play. We can't assume or discard people's feelings or lived experience. There is absolutely no need to deflect, assume, blame, condemn, or belittle others. But what we can do is listen. Not just to others, but that part of ourselves that wants to judge, blame, or attack. Listening to that part of ourselves and what's going on within our own mind and bodies. Because as soon as we do this, as soon as we judge, we blame, we attack, we assume, we belittle, we're missing the point entirely and we're shutting down the opportunity to melt into reconciliation, understanding, and evolution that is available to us. There's a flavor of superiority that I taste in witnessing people's opinions around this, and it tastes like ash in my mouth. The dust is igniting residue that runs deep in the psyche of people. For the first time in my lifetime, I am seeing women rise to levels that they've never risen before. Women fighting for justice and screaming at injustice. We are saying enough. We cannot do this anymore because I am fucking exhausted. Being a woman is exhausting. We are watching the patriarch crumble. And those who have confused the patriarch as the masculine are hanging on to dear life. The masculine is something so beautiful, pure, rich, nourishing, and wholesome. And it has nothing to do with the patriarch or man. There are so many threads of distortion and warped agendas that prey on our natural desire to love. We haven't been willing to see our own role in this. There is no natural law that says men are meant to be dominant. That comes from a completely nine polarity teaching that is deeply rooted in misogyny, and it preys on the women who are exhausted by life, love, and in the desperate need of solace. So many women come into my containers hungering for men to lead so they can surrender and not have to think just for a little bit. We have spent our entire lives having to be across everything, everyone, watch over our shoulders, and we have been the constant outpouring of love, compassion, devotion, kindness, and service to everyone in our lives. We've had to be the rock, the anchor, and the one who grounds, who preempts, who facilitates, who maneuvers her magic to appease and accommodate everyone. It is exhausting. Meanwhile, we do all this with one hand tied behind our backs because the world is not supportive of fierce, strong, and determined women. No. She is highly inconvenient in a world that profits and runs on the unworthiness and suppression of woman. She doesn't have the time, the space, or the capacity for primal anything. She only experiences the shade of it, the false power. And it's not because she's wounded, weak, or wants to control everything. It's because she's so bound and buried in the weight of the world, she doesn't realize. She hasn't been shown or taught the beauty of primal. And neither has he. The pure innocence of primal, the animalistic and primitive need for it, is something that none of us can escape. Primal love is our introduction into love. It's based on our biological need for love and for people. We unconsciously know it sustains life. And our intergenerational and karmic fear of love, combined with the epigenetic environment in which we were born, determines the quest we have with love. That part. Primal instinct. We all have it. We all feel it. We all experience it. It's the entry point to our intuition. What a lot of people don't realize is that primal instinct can also be formed on past experience and stress hormones. It can alert us that we're in danger, when in actuality, it may or may not be the case. It could be a somatic response that is activated based off the memory of the stress hormone from that past experience. Understanding how somatic intuition works helps us know when something is primal instinct, telling us that we're in danger, or whether it's past trauma or fear playing out. Primal play. We are all animals, albeit the most domesticated animals on the planet. We are designed to mate. We're designed to fuck. We're designed to play. Primal play, in its power, is stunningly exquisite. It's raw, it's consensual, it's loving, it's instinctual, it's wild, and it takes us on a sensory journey that will blow our minds. Primal play loves to devour and be devoured. It does not have an agenda, and it is solely based on the benevolent and respect of all people. Its false power is what most of the world knows, sees, and hears about: the predator. The predator who doesn't have consent, who takes, who doesn't listen or obey the safe words, no or agenda, who can sniff out someone's weakness and prey on that to fuel their agenda. When we lean into eroticism and understand its purity and innocence, when we lean into honoring every lived experience, when we lean into understanding woman and all that she has traversed, both individually and collectively, that the patriarch doesn't equal man or the masculine, but a machine whereby no one can truly worship or revere other, each other, without it coming to the cost to someone. When we feel our feet on the earth, our belly to the ground, feeling the union, the love of self, so we can melt into each other like our bodies were made for each other. Dominance and submission is never about power over. It's power with and power to. It is never about he or she. And there are definitely no rules or language we must use to gain entry. Respect or the right to be heard. That's just basic respect. And when we truly understand, embody, and love our primal love, our primal play, our primal instinct, we will have a very different experience with the world. I would love to know, I would love to hear, the invitation is for you to spend a moment to reflect on what this means for you. What have you experienced? What have you traversed? What has been your journey with the predator, with the prey, with dominance, with submission, with man versus woman? Knowing now that we are not opposite. What has been your experience with primal love, primal play, primal instinct? What landed for you? What excites you? I encourage you to spend some time with this because this matters. It's not about the fact or the need to that women are choosing the bear over man. It's about seeing the discord, seeing our current inability for any true reconciliation. But it has to start with the reconciliation of self, and that can only start with you, us, here, now. Thank you for listening. I am Renee Main, and I will see you next week. If you want to soak up more articles, more inspiration, more love notes, head to our website, theschoolofsomatickink.com. Bye, everybody.